to Guzman because I think he could do it. Vaughn is a good interpreter and he understands it, and I think that he's in the position that he wouldn't be too big, and I don't believe he'd alienate either the left or the right. Tom, you have any feeling on that?
I think that's right. He's new. I don't think he would alienate either side.
Do you think he has enough knowledge to supply any know-how?
Well, I think he's a pretty smart boy, and if we give him the line, he'll follow it.
Well, I know, but do you think he's smart enough for us to trust?
Well, I would...
Can he deal with the OAS?
Yes, I think he can.
Would you rather have him in Bunker?
I'd rather have Bunker.
Well, what about Vance in Bunker, then? I think Bunker's pretty well known, and he's going to 150 newspaper men going to be watching him when he goes in to see Kamar.
Well, I think we can work it either way, Mr. President. If we know exactly what the scenario is, I think Vaughn will do it.
Now, both of y'all think you'd rather have Bundy. Is that correct?
Well, Mac would be awful good, but I think this depends on how closely you personally want to be identified.
That's what I'm worried about. Abe, you got to be careful, too, when you're talking on the phone about that, because I always have people. And what do you think, Mr. Davidson?
Look, boys, let me suggest something to you. We talk along, get a little clearer. I wish that you fellas would concentrate on how you do it on the right.
Yeah.
And who's the best guy? And maybe that's Tom. And if he can do it invisibly, but on the right, you see?
Yeah.
Now, on the left, let me talk with J.B. carefully and see if we can't work out some damn simple mechanism of doing that. Because, you see, the Colonel C is all cleared away and all squared away on it. And I think that all we have to do there is to make sure we don't upset the apple cart. And what I would suggest is that you concentrate on the best way of doing it on the right. That means BEM, you know. Hello?
Yeah. Yes?
The fellas in uniform.
Yeah.
If you figure out how to do that, let me figure out some damn simple mechanism on the other side, because that's all set. And it's just a matter of stagecraft.
May
I ask you this? When could you get out that statement?
Anytime you want it. Tonight or in the morning early?
All right, let me check, and may I call you back?
Yeah, you call me back. What do you want to say, Tom?
I want to say one thing, that anybody that you send on the right...
Hey, Tom?
Anybody that you send to do the job on the right has to have a clear understanding about what's going to happen to the right. And if you could, in talking with J.B., if you could have a clear understanding about phasing out this change and not making it too abrupt, which is what he did himself in his earlier career, this would make it much easier, because if you send somebody down to say that this is all going to happen and you're it, then you've got almost an impossible job.
Well, he's already told Mr. Davidson that's what he'd like, that he'd give him that guarantee, hadn't he, Mr. Davidson?
And it oughtn't to be done with J.B. You know, nobody's going to try to move in there and do that right away.
Well, if everybody understands that, then I think it can be done with, I think that's more important than the person you sent.
Is it conceivable that if Tom went down to talk to the right, that he could also talk to Guzman?
That guy is right, is here, or will be here very shortly.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And if he talks with them, he's got to do it. He's got to do it in disguise. In other words, he cannot talk with him in his own name.
Yeah, all right.
Right now.
All right.
But let me see what I can work out about the stagecraft.
Is it your opinion that that Vance could talk to him?
Situation. I know Tom does.
Yeah, I say, do you think Vance could talk to him?
Sure, but I say, if he knows enough.
Yes, he knows enough. Okay, anything else?
We could probably arrange that. I could set the stage if you wanted to send Tom, for example, directly there.
What? I thought what I might do is send Tom and Vance there. Let Vance talk to Admiral and talk to the General and the people there. Tom to talk to the other people with Vance's support there with him. Then Tom could come on back here and Vance could go on with Vaughn over to talk to Guzman. And you, and then bring you home.
Do it without first talking with Mr. G.
All right.
If you're willing to do that, in other words, I thought maybe you'd want to talk with Mr. G first to make sure that the appraisal of him has been solid.
Yes, that's what we'd like to do. That's what I thought after we talked to... You think you ought to talk to him, though, before you talk to the right?
It all depends on how secure your fellas are about Mr. G.
Yeah.
Well, we feel that he's about as good as we're going to get.
Well, then you can take a chance on it. And go right ahead and talk with him later.
Can't you kind of feel him out there tonight when he gets in?
Yeah, I'm about 2 hours away from him. But I could manage it somehow.
Haven't you got a helicopter?
No, but I'll do it if I have to fly myself.
Well, I thought they'd put a helicopter up there for you.
Well, it's a hell of a place for a helicopter at night.
No. Hell, they're safest things you got at night.
But anyway, do you agree that I should talk with JB about the mechanics of handling it on the left?
Yes. Yes.
Call you back.
All right, now, my thinking now is to send Vance and Tom, one to talk to the military, one to talk to the right, and Vaughn, and then send Vance and Vaughn on over to see you early in the morning.
Be fine. I really think somebody ought carefully to explore the possibility of getting a majority of that junta.
Well, that's what Tom will be doing down there.
Okay, well, I'll call you back then.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Waiting. Here we go.